Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Conservation camp in Kentucky, despite the name, is not actually run by the State Conservation Agency, but by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. And Laura Burford and their Information and Education Division feels it's a great experience for kids.
The fish and wildlife camps have been around since roughly the 1950s. We operate three different camps. They all teach the same thing, but we have one located in western Kentucky called Camp Curry, one in southern Kentucky, which is Camp Wallace, and one in eastern Kentucky, which is Camp Webb. And we run our camps for 9 weeks each summer, and our camps are designed for 4th through 6th grade students.
The week-long camp fee is $235 per student, which includes transportation from the youngster's home county.
What we want to do is have kids that live here in Kentucky learn about how to have fun and how to be safe in the outdoors. And the activities that we offer at our fish and wildlife camps are archery, boating and canoeing. We do some fishing and casting. We also have firearm safety. The kids have the chance to shoot .22s and also shotguns and learn how to do that safely. We also have a nature component and outdoor survival and first aid. And last but not least, swimming. What we can't be without getting to swim during the summer months.
Registration is online at FW, as in fish, wildlife, fw.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
From gun safety to canoeing, there's plenty of action for the kids at conservation camp, but Laura Burford says there may be a more important value.
This age group, this 4th through 6th grade age group, this is usually the first sleepaway camp for most kids. Sometimes it's the first time they've spent a night away from home, not counting grandma's house or, you know, the best friend's house. So this is really a little bit of a taste of independence for these campers, and it's a chance for them to learn and try new things, maybe without mom or dad being right there. And they get a chance to make their own decisions, whether that's what I'm going to buy at the camp canteen, or am I going to remember to brush my teeth?
As it turns out, we're right at registration deadline time. It might be quickest to phone them.
You can call us at 1-800-858-1549.
That's 800-858-1549. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.